The U.S. is reporting more than 46,000 new coronavirus cases, its lowest new daily tally since August 3rd. Now, the 7-day average of new cases topped the 14-day average in 9 states for August 11th, suggesting that cases were rising in those areas. But a month earlier, that average was happening in 42 states. So now it's 9. Meanwhile, when the history of the coronavirus crisis is written, the absence of a national testing strategy to better slow the virus's spread while speeding the reopening of the economy and schools may go down as the biggest government failure. So says Jerry Seib, executive Washington editor at the Wall Street Journal. Jerry, how do you see the pandemic management?
Well, you know, it looks on the surface like maybe it's a success, and certainly the White House is saying that, and in one level it is. The U.S. has conducted 65 million coronavirus tests, more or less, since this all started, more than any other country in the world. But on the other hand, it's really not comprehensive enough and it's not organized enough to make those tests do what the healthcare experts want them to do. Some of them, the results are too slow. If a coronavirus test result takes a week or 10 days to come back, it's pretty much useless, and millions of those tests are pretty much useless because they've taken so long to get results. The situation varies a lot from state to state, and perhaps most important, there's a whole new class of rapid screening tests coming to market, and there isn't really a national plan or national guidance, I'm told by public health officials, on how those could be used to, say, reopen businesses and schools and colleges. So there's a long way to go. Right now the U.S. is testing about 4.5 to 5 million people a week. The Rockefeller Foundation, which has been doing studies on this and is urging a new national plan, says that should be 30 million to really control the spread of the virus.
Goodness. All right. So what do you see as the problem here? Is it this has never been done before? There's no leadership. There's a lack of political will, no money. What is it?
Well, certainly this hasn't been done before, so that's problem number one. Problem number two is probably a decision the White House made that the state should take care of this, which has meant by definition a kind of a patchwork quilt kind of testing environment across the country. And number three, there certainly needs to be more money if this is really going to be done the way it's being suggested. The Rockefeller Foundation and its study and its plan for a national strategy suggests you need $75 billion more, and Congress is currently gridlocked in providing nothing in addition to what's already out there. Some of that money would be used to buy more tests, to distribute them. Some of that money would be used to help states do contact tracing, which is to say, once you find a positive result, then use some of that money to hire people to go nail down people who've been exposed to it and get them out of circulation. The whole goal here is to do rapid testing so that people who are carrying the virus and who may be asymptomatic or pre-symptomatic find out soon and are taken out of circulation to stop the spread of the virus. And that's the real goal here. And that's what didn't happen this summer, which is why we had this surge of cases.
We're speaking with Jerry Seib, executive Washington editor at the Wall Street Journal. His piece is called Coronavirus Testing Still Not Making the Grade. Are you okay, by the way, with these NBA players getting immediate results, yet not the rest of America in many cases?
Well, I'm fine with that. I don't think that's the problem so much as it kind of illustrates the gap between what you would like to see happen for the whole country and what's really not happening. I mean, most people don't have the ability to go out and get a coronavirus test today and have the results in 2 hours. Ideally, that's what everybody could do. If you could test, say, everybody who's trying to go back to school every couple of days, that would go a long way to reducing, and by the way, test them every 2 days and get instant results, that would go a long way to eliminating the risks associated with, say, reopening schools and reopening restaurants, but that's not where the country is. So I think it's less jealousy about what the NBA players are getting, but more that is a sign of what would be the national ideal all around.
I mean, we could be in a weird scenario, I guess, where we actually develop a vaccine before we're able to do these rapid tests of 30 million a week?
Well, it shouldn't be that way, but I suppose that's a possibility. I think the reality is, if you believe the public health experts, we're probably 3 or 4 months away from a vaccine really being available for people, and then maybe a couple of more months before it's available to the entire population. So there's a lot of time in the next few months where testing is still going to be key, and that's the time that's still remaining to get this right.
Thanks, Jerry. Jerry Seib, Executive Washington Editor at The Wall Street Journal.
America's First News is online all the time. Follow us on Twitter at This Morning Show. Like us on Facebook or send us an email. This Morning at CompassMediaNetworks.com.